This is an audio recording taken from the Daru Advocacy Sector Conversations Forum held on Tuesday, the 2nd of September 2014 at the Queen Victoria Women's Centre.
Felix, if you're in the room, would you like to come up and be the sole representative for the Office for Disability today? And whilst Felix is making his way up, I'll just... thanks, Felix. Our final session for today, session four, is question and answers with the Office for Disability. We normally would have two representatives from the Office for Disability, Michael Cromie, the acting manager of OFD, but he's unable to make it today. So Felix Neighbour, the senior policy officer at the Office for Disability, will take our questions today. And I was thinking, probably we all know here, but I think it's really good to give people some context, and maybe even, Felix, you could even flesh this out a little bit for us. The Office for Disability funds 22 Victoria-specific disability advocacy organisations. That includes DARU and SARU, our sister organisation, the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit. And last time I heard, the Office for Disability has 8 staff. Is that still correct, Felix? Or maybe you can fill that in when you have a microphone. Which is, you know, quite a small number, really. And Felix, you might want to talk a little bit about the work that the office does, but I'd also like to mention that the Office for Disability also provides secretariat support for the Victorian Disability Advisory Council, on which I'm a member, and there are 14 people who either have a disability or who are carers or parents of people with a disability. So the Office for Disability, in addition to providing funding and support for advocacy orgs, also does support Victorian Disability Advisory Council, among other functions. Again, I'm not planning to do an infomercial, but sometimes it's good to have that context, because often we just see Felix or Michael, but what goes on behind them? Without further ado, though, I'll now introduce you to Felix Neighbour.
Thanks, Rob. Staff's sort of hovering around the 10 mark at the moment. So I'll just quickly go through, people probably know what the office does. I mean, in a nutshell, our job is to put disability on the agenda across government. Part of the way we do that is providing funding to 24 organisations, including the DARU and SARU, supporting VEAD, the Victorian Disability Advisory Council. We also work on systemic issues such as employment, working across government to reduce barriers to things like that. But our main role really is the State Disability Plan. And I guess just building on your point, Rob, that we talk to people with a disability in a number of ways, and a big focus of the office is how can we get the voice of people with a disability included in policy development. I think it's a really important thing to reinforce, and one of the reasons why we really value these forums and really value our relationship with advocacy organisations that are funded both by the Victorian Government and the Commonwealth Government. I thought we're limited for time. I'm happy to go speedily to questions and answers, but I thought I might just provide an update since the last forum. Would that be useful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So DARU produced the wonderful advocacy by the numbers report that talked about what the data that Victorian Government funded agencies give us tell us. And that had a number of recommendations, and that included how do we improve the information that is collected and how do we improve the way that's reported back. So most of you will know Alison, well, certainly Victorian Government agencies will know, funded agencies will know Alison Tunks. Okay, so Alison will be project managing, I guess, the Office for Disability's response to that report, and will obviously be very keen to work in partnerships with advocacy agencies. So if you want to get on the front foot and drop Alison an email, it's alison.tunks, T-U-N-K-S, at dhs.vic.gov.au. I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. I'll be letting her know that I've told everyone that as well. But that's from our perspective, it's really important that we build on the report. And one really good feature about the report was how your work links to the goals of the plan and... you know, the work of Deaf Victoria that we heard about really links in well with goal one of the plan that includes access to health, and really encouraged that you're building those links with the Department of Health as well and other partners. So great work. That's just one example of the work you do link into the plan. In relation to the state plan, by way of an update, so for those of you who don't know, the state plan goes over 4 calendar years. It has 2 implementation plans, one for 2013, one for 2014. The 15 and 16 implementation plan is currently being developed and will obviously be launched around the 1st of January next year. A really important part when we developed that was to talk to people with a disability about what they thought was important. So we engaged, I think, around 100 people with a disability directly, predominantly people with an intellectual disability, ABI, complex communication needs, so people experience additional barriers to communication, people who are deafblind as well. And we also ran a survey. So with the survey, that will be every 6 months. So the next time that will come around will be October and November. So really keen to get the survey out. But our absolute priority is reaching the hard-to-reach, I guess. So I'm looking across the room. We've got agencies working in remote parts of Victoria. We want to engage people who face geographical barriers. We want to engage people who have barriers to communication, and also people from cold communities as well. And we've had recent discussions with ADEC and D&D about how we can engage those groups. So any ideas you can give us to get the word out to people with a disability so they know that the plan exists and can have a way of influencing it, we'll be really grateful. You can drop me an email about that. What else? The social inclusion inquiry. You're probably all aware that the report's been postponed until the 17th of September, so we'll be keeping our eyes peeled for that, and just like to acknowledge all those organisations that provided input into that. So that's, in a nutshell, I guess, an update. But I'm really happy to answer any questions or fill in any gaps, if anybody got any questions. If not, we can all go home and you can drop me an email. But, let this percolate for a while, and then I'm happy to stand here for a few minutes. No? Okay. Yeah, thanks, George. And then the hands will go flying up after that, I'm sure. Make it an easy one, okay? No, just kidding.
Do we know anything about the funding of advocacy beyond the June 30, 2015?
Yep, so at the moment, the funding for advocacy from the Victorian Government perspective is the status quo. So as far as we're concerned, that funding will just roll over until we hear differently. Okay, so the current funding agreements end on the 30th of June, as you pointed out, next year, and they'll just roll over unless there's been any changes, and at the moment we haven't heard any news on that. But we do get that it's an uncertain time, might be a bit of an underestimation there for the sector, but obviously, yeah, we'll let you know well in advance of any changes, but status quo at the moment, George. And obviously the DHS standards for some organisations are happening, and hopefully you're getting updates on that through the funded agency channel. There is some training coming up in Melbourne, and I'll make sure to forward that after the session. But yeah, business as usual, George. Moment. Does that answer your question? As well as I can, I guess. All right, no worries.
So my question is related to George's question. DHS will be becoming a service provider. What will be the case for the Office of Disability? I'm talking in relation to NDIS, of course.
Geez, we wish we knew. So we haven't got any, like advocacy, it's still uncertain what the role of the Office for Disability will be. We would like to hope that with the NDIS there's a bigger focus on increasing the participation of people with a disability in the broader community, a bigger focus on the work the Office for Disability does, and a bigger focus on the plan as the government's way to achieve all that. But, yeah, no update on that one. So, but if you find out, let us know. No, just kidding.
Yeah. How about the Metro and Rural Access programs?
Yep, thanks, George. So Metro Rural and Deaf Access is actually in a similar situation as advocacy at the moment, in that it's unclear where it'll sit. And I think the message that's been said to those workers is the same, that it's business as usual. I do know that the Victorian Local Government Disability Planners Network have formed an advocacy group of their own to discuss issues for those workers. I did actually draw parallels with the advocacy sector and encouraged Stephen Bell, who convenes that network, to chat to Robin about whether there's any sort of synergies in relation to the challenges that you're facing and any sort of common outcomes you can work towards. But it's pretty much the same. They're in the same boat as advocacy. But there is the network, and Stephen Bell and Whittlesea convenes that network. Yep.
Sorry, tell me to shut up. I'm just interested particularly with the fact that people are still going to need that state plan to roll out, and, you know, is in terms of when you ask for input into the implementation plan,
yeah,
what are some of the kinds of input? Because obviously the plan is what it is. How can we inform the implementation plan most effectively?
Yep.
Or what kind of advice are you looking for?
Yep.
Is it something that, you know, is the policy won't change, but so we can be strategic about what we advise. Any tips on what sort of things we should be saying?
Yep. So I guess your point is that we're pretty well into the state disability plan, and what are the opportunities to influence the plan, and how can we work strategically? I'm really happy to have so we had at a diary conference, we had a panel called Plan for Change. Everything was to do with change, I think, as First Dog pointed out in his closing remarks. And that was really about how can we use the State Disability Plan as an advocacy tool. Really happy and glad to get ideas from advocacy organisations about to do what you said. And if there's, there might be a... What am I getting to here? If there's an opportunity for advocacy organisations to come together and talk to the Office for Disability to flesh that out, really happy to know that. At the moment, practical ways would be to share submissions you make into inquiries, such as the Deaf Victoria inquiry, help us connect with the people with a disability you work with. I know that there's a number here of people, including WIDAS, who have been really helpful in that regard. Submissions, helping us to connect, and really happy to have more of a sort of focused meeting with advocacy organisations following this forum to flesh things out a bit more. One thing that did come up at the Diary conference, and it was actually the first comment from an advocacy organisation, is that we always hear the bad news stories. How can we share good practice case studies? And Melissa mentioned that at the end of her presentation as well. So, yeah, that was a fairly rambling response, but hopefully was somewhat useful. But, happy to convene a group or a meeting if that would help. Is that all right, George? Yeah, sorry, it's getting late in the day. And again, if you want to contact me directly about any ideas about how you can help us get the plan out, please do. Yep, happy to listen.